KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. Good day. Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm your host, Marie Rock. Joining me once again in the studio is Matt Rogonski. What are we going to talk about today?
So we're going to talk about Minnesota Green Corps, which is why I'm here in Leech Lake.
Okay, what is Green Corps?
It's a program through AmeriCorps, or the Minnesota Pollution Control Agency, and their deal is they send out 40 different members, and they get to go work with different communities, or different organizations like a school district or a local government, which is where I'm at, nonprofits, just different local places where they can go impact changes and do environmentally friendly work. So I work with the Division of Resource Management, and I am here for an 11-month placement. And so that I've been here 8 months now, and it's been a very eye-opening experience. I've got to work with a bunch of different members in the community, and it's been just a really wonderful first year out of college, basically.
Awesome. Are you just kind of like a jack of all trades, doing everything?
Yeah, I'm trying to be. I work with Brandy Toft in the AIR program. I've worked with Levi Brown with his, well, not exactly in lands department, but I'm also working with the health division in some healthy and local foods initiatives, like a food mapping project we're working on, and also an apple orchard project we're going to be doing next week. And then I'm working with facilities maintenance with a building building efficiency project, and that's along with gaming, because there's a few buildings we've identified in the reservation that need improvements. And mm-hmm. So this is a pretty big upgrade we're planning on doing, so that would be a big one. And then just some other divisions, but we've worked with asthma program to help improve indoor air quality, so back to air quality. And so yeah, it's just I've been so lucky to get to be a part of all these different things here in Leech Lake.
Did you get to pick where you're going? How'd you end up here?
I guess I just applied for energy efficiency. That was kind of the thing I was really most interested in. But they give you program descriptions, and the Leech Lake one sounded really fascinating, just to have this control of this big building energy project. But then also, like, you get to go meet community members. We did a health expo where I presented on maple syrup, and my family, we have worked with maple syrup for the past 15 years. My dad has a pretty big operation in Duluth, Minnesota, so I got to bring that little bit of knowledge over here and learn from people here who do maple syruping, and it's definitely different trades for each one, but it's kind of cool to share those experiences. And then I worked on Earth Day. Earth Day is every day. That was our motto for this year.
When was Earth Day?
April 29th. I hope that's correct. Otherwise, I'm not a true green person. But yeah. So we just met with a bunch of kids that day and told them to keep the good work up and saving the environment, because it's a testing time for us these days. And so yeah, it's been fun getting to meet all these different people, do all these different tasks, and yeah, it's just been a great time here.
So how long are you here till?
I'm here till August, and I have applied for another year here too, though. Okay. So it's, you get an option to do just successive placements, mm-hmm. and yeah, it'd be great to do a second year here, because I like people here. I think they like me here a little bit too, and it's been, there's a lot of unfinished work though, and okay. This big building project I keep talking about is one that we'll need to have a lot more focus on in the future here.
Okay. Where'd you go to college at?
St. John's University in St. Cloud, or near St. Cloud, Minnesota.
Okay.
With a finance major and an environmental studies minor.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Finance major?
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, I think that was about the only person who majored and minored in those two, but I think it's a great combo with what's important these days, because mm-hmm. you need money to make changes, and you need, well, the environment needs a lot of focus, and hopefully we can put some more money into it.
That's really thought-provoking. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool. I have a psychology degree, and I'm working in radio.
Mm-hmm. It's strange how that works.
It is, isn't it? Mm-hmm. No. What is your ultimate plan here for the future?
So I just want more energy efficiency, and I think that goes a long ways. There's kind of an aging infrastructure in a lot of the buildings here. And what I've noticed is that we could just make some changes, a lot of swooping changes right now, which would be changes to lighting retrofits or heating and ventilation, and maybe it'd increase air quality in casinos, because that's what we're working on, and just different bits that would make it better for aesthetics and health for people in the casinos, and then better lighting always helps. But it just makes a building profile more efficient, and that can then just save money for budgets and the reservation, and then it also is kind of environmentally friendly too in the process by reducing greenhouse gases and emissions. So it hits a lot of different topics that we're trying to cover here. And so this project could be pretty big for Leech Lake.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Well, anything else you want to add?
No, we're just trying to follow in Bemidji. They did this project and we've talked to a lot of people there, and they did process that they're ongoing for building and lighting upgrades, and so they set a good example, but we're a reservation and we're a lot larger than they are, so we can kind of do it our own way. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to hit buildings from Ball Club to Inger to Walker, where the casino is, and up in Cass Lake. So we're trying to make it as equal as we can for buildings of all scopes to see these upgrades.
Okay. Does Green Corps have a lot of events that go on that the public can participate in?
Not really. We only meet quarterly. And okay. So we all kind of do our own things. Like there's people who do energy transportation or green transportation. There's living green programs. There's urban forestry. So a lot of people will do just focus on one different project.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of people in community gardens who they make rain gardens or hydroponics and all these different fun things. So
we had a community garden out there outside the radio station here, but gardening's work, man.
It is tough work.
Is tough work. And I couldn't get out there and weed. There's just no way. I have a black thumb anyway.
Right.
All right. Well, Matt, thanks so much for coming on in and talking to us about what you're doing with the Leech Lake Reservation. Sounds really cool.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you having me.
All right. If we have any questions or just basically want to talk to you about anything, how do we get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can call me. I work at the DRM, so that number is 7400. And then my personal extension is 7411.
Okay.
At the DRM.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices for KOJB 90.1 The Eagle. I'm Marie Rock.